Just lift your shirt up, Ryan, until she leaves. Show them babies off.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
She says she wishes they look like that. Is that what she says?
She says, I wish I could do it back, but it's not the same effect.
No, I'd probably be pretty upset. Not because, like, I would be unpleasant, just because, you know, I think it would create an awkward relationship. Especially with Terry.
She saw your boobs, and you see hers, it's even.
Boys boobs,
even
boys,
Steven.
Even
boys
Steve.
Boobs don't matter.
Yeah, whatever.
Say that.
Tell that to my teacher.
She was pretty into it. So I was like, Dwight, lift your shirt.
It wasn't Miss Collier?
What? Well, hey, don't you? I cranked the heater up. I'll sweat you out of that t-shirt one way or another.
You don't want to be the only kid in class that hasn't done it, do you?
You want to be cool, right?
Welcome to the world of tomorrow!
That's not what the podcast is called.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, if we call
are
it that,
you sure now?
If you call it that, that would be...
No.
True. Alright, well...
A real son of a bitch right now,
right? I'm sorry, Terry. Welcome to podcast 104.
That was better.
I do it in Spanish.
Just a little bit. I said better. I didn't say good.
All right, Terry, here's the plan. I'll be like, welcome to podcast number. And you have to do it in a completely different voice.
104.
Yeah.
Now it's with it.
Yeah. I can do it myself, I guess.
Yeah, you could have.
Yeah.
Do I have to do everything?
I was trying to involve everybody, you know.
The intro is for one person to enjoy.
Not really.
This week it's you, Ryan.
Alright.
That sucks.
I have to get ready. You know, like,
try again.
But the man wet his lips.
Alright.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You've reached the team mom.
He messes up once and he just loses it.
I had worked so hard to get seen.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry.
Can we take a cut? Dwight, I want to hear a cut, please.
Okay.
All right. Start rolling again.
Beep, boop, boop, boop.
He stopped rolling.
Shut up, Terry. Make me feel better about myself.
I'd hate to make you feel good about yourself.
Shut up. Please. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
You're right. I apologize.
Can I try again?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just full of giggles, aren't you?
I gotta get them out.
Yeah, get all the giggles out first.
Yeah, get the giggles out. Just you gotta wiggle them out of your arms and then giggles out of your fingertips.
my fingertips. Hello, you've reached Team Mongoose Podcast number 104. Sorry about out here to take a message. Go fuck yourself. There, you happy? How's
well,
that?
Isn't the point of an answering machine is to take messages, so why are we sorry that we can't take a message because we're not here?
We're a podcast, not an answering machine.
Why are you leaving an answering machine?
Yeah, idiot.
I thought it's a pre-recorded message. Who said it was an answering machine?
When you said, sorry, we're not here to take a message. We don't take messages even when we're here.
We sometimes Twitter out, and we get twats back.
Why don't you twat out and see who tweets back?
I don't want to. I was going to, but I don't want to.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of work.
Just gonna give up on your dreams. All right, I get it.
Who said it was my dream?
I did.
All right, fine, I'll do it.
He's gonna do it. You're a pushover, right?
Look at it's quality.
What? No.
Come on, there you go. Stop yeah.
Stop it.
Huh?
Stop it.
Huh?
Stop it. Huh? It's just your arm. What are you doing?
I held it up already.
That's a quality arm.
Come on. Focus. Ryan, did you twat yet?
I'm working on it. I'm composing it now.
Oh, you're composing it.
Big man.
This dude using words.
There you go. I tweeted it out about the podcast. Oh, I forgot a hashtag.
What exactly?
T-Mongoose podcast.
I do not smell bad, sir. I just took a shower. I smell delicious.
I don't believe you.
I win.
There you go.
What?
I tweeted out that if anybody has any questions for the T-Mongoose podcast, tweet them to Sniper Goo. He's in charge this week.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Yeah. You're in charge
you
of the twatter.
You get the honor
today.
Of the intro and questions, and you're just going to throw it back at us?
No, I'm going to do this. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be the bigger man here.
Okay. Chomp.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, he's typing still. I can see the focus in his eyes.
I'm done typing. It's already tweeted out.
That's right.
That's right, it is.
Why are you yelling at me, Ryan?
Why are you being a bitch?
You're being very aggressive right now, and I'm scared.
I know.
For my safety and the safety of others.
I'm scared that we've already seen his nips tonight. But he usually saves that for
really
the end.
Bad sign. Yeah, right by the end. That's a really bad sign for you guys.
It's the wind down.
My hair is getting out of line, isn't it?
You need to tell who's boss.
I'm boss.
All right. Good job.
There.
But don't next time tell it to it and not me. I already know you're the boss. I'm not who you're trying to impress here.
Who is he trying to impress?
His hair.
Oh, is his hair against him?
It was. Sometimes you know your hair never gets against you. Never just like gets in your face, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I have that issue all the time.
Shut up! You're balding.
Am not.
Am too. I was looking at your pictures the other day. Right.
I was just looking at your beautiful pictures. And
right here.
Like,
right here. Right here. Right here. If you can see my mouse, it's right there.
Of course, we can all see your mouse. Thanks for sharing that.
Oh, wait, isn't there a way to draw on people's faces?
Absolutely.
All right, give me a.
But I'll never tell.
Drop me a line. Okay, wait. This is the effects, like.
Woo! He's in there.
Wrong place. I'm not staying there. Okay, how do I? No, this doesn't draw people's faces, does it?
No.
The snickerdoodle.
Scootin' doodle.
Does that draw people's faces?
No, that's...
What draws on people's faces?
Nothing.
You said yes!
Yeah, well...
You were a fool to believe him.
It's your fault for believing me, Ryan.
You're absolutely right. I'm just kidding, Carolyn. Your hair looks great. Don't worry, you'll never look like your father. I mean, like, your hair will never look, you know, you won't be...
You'll never look like your father, Tyler.
You know what I'm trying to say, Tyler.
Are you telling Tyler he's adopted?
No,
what?
On the podcast?
He's not adopted. He's a milkman, baby. We all know it.
Have we actually started?
Yeah.
I already did it, intro. Yeah.
I feel like we haven't talked about anything relevant or interesting at all since the intro.
There's been a podcast or two, Terry, where we've bullshitted for 45 minutes.
Yeah, why? What's wrong with you, Terry? You want to talk
I'm
about serious?
Terry, you want to bring us in proper?
How about the IRS coming at us and all that? Yeah, you want to go proper? Let's go proper.
Okay. Tell us more, Ryan.
No, it's not the proper time.
Okay, well, good try. I appreciate the hustle.
Yeah.
We don't go into politics because then Dwight gets mad.
Yeah, I don't like politics.
I love politics.
They keep me gassed.
Gassed. So Terry, go ahead, bring us in proper. Apparently mine wasn't good enough.
No, your intro is fine. Go ahead.
Because
everything that came after the intro just didn't seem interesting or important.
What is your favorite memory you have of high school or growing up? So this one time, we all went to Taco Bell and realized...
I knew you were going to fucking say that! God damn it! You left me behind, you piece of shit. And then you text me when you're at Taco Bell. Hey, you want to go to Taco Bell? Yeah, I want to go. Oh, we're already here.
All right, we'll drive your ass over.
Better hurry. We're already eating our food.
That was a good time.
Where are you?
Whatever. I'm over it. I'm not even pissed.
I ain't even mad about it.
I ain't mad.
What's your favorite memory from high school and or growing up?
When you guys all left for Taco Bell.
That was a great memory for me, too. Thanks for reminding me. I've been back in that town in 3.5 years.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
It hasn't been that long.
I left in 2010.
My brother burned down a field.
Yeah.
Or something.
No. Man, how many stories we got about orchards and fields, huh?
Oh, no, it wasn't here, though. It was in L.A.
Oh.
Close. He just blamed it on the wildfires.
It was this big, empty lot. It lit up like... It was just nothing but dry grass
just
there.
Like,
it was just gone.
I always thought TJ was going to burn the whole fucking city down with his big fires with five pylons or whatever. What are they called?
Pylons? No, you got it.
Oh, well, shut up.
Pylons.
Pylons made of pallets.
Fire.
I hate you guys. I'm going home.
Hey, look, you're home.
StarCraft much, Ryan?
Got him. What's that?
I haven't StarCrafted since StarCraft.
Man, that was ages ago.
If potato potatoes, is it truly potato?
Don't read them out loud because you're just going to lose your points. Your IQ is going to...
Eager-gurk.
I read a lot of tweets.
I read a lot of your tweets.
I'm sorry.
I know. Me too.
You knew what you were getting into. You had to know the cost.
I know the cost. Cost of love.
So those are our memories. What are your memories?
My memories?
No, you said yours.
Tyler's memories? Your memories?
Tyler and Dwight's.
Terry, you didn't go to LA for high school. Or are we just doing like from that time frame?
That's how I understood it. Your from your childhood or high school or whatever. You burned down an empty lot. What's that?
It's pretty extreme.
Yeah. We were rebels.
But I don't really have any memorable things from high school. It was just kind of like a one-way train for me.
Like the train. All right,
let's go.
Yeah, like the train outside.
Yeah. That's why I brought it up. You know.
My life is just like that train that rolls by every day. It never stops, and it's loud as fuck.
And it's got 14,000 horns.
And everyone knows when I'm coming.
All the neighbors hear I'm coming.
That's right.
So tell me, ladies. You guys excited about Tuesday yet? Or am I still alone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that the 360 thing?
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. Like I said before, I'm keeping my expectations in check on this one.
I'm probably going to wait.
Zero.
I'm probably going to wait a year to get it.
I waited like 2 years for a 360. I didn't even give a fuck. I was cool with my PlayStation 2.
I'm going to give a fuck. I'm going to be mad, but I'm figuring...
It's going to need something really awesome for me to want to get it.
I'm going to get it because it's a console and it'll have Halo. And that's why I'm going to wait a year, because I figure when Halo 4 comes out in 2014, they'll do like...
Halo 5?
Or Halo 5, thank you. They'll do like
remake!
Already? It's the one-year anniversary.
Halo 4, two-year anniversary. No, when they come out with Halo 5, they'll probably put out like an Xbox, and I'll just get that.
Yeah, probably. You'll get the Halo branded
like
720.
Like I have now.
There you go. Is that a good Xbox?
Tis. It goes. When I turn it on,
I can make the same noise when I turn mine on. Actually, the last 5 months of my Xbox. The most action it's gotten is when I accidentally hit the eject button and I sit there
Stop.
And I turn it off.
You shut up. Who said you turn off?
Like, yeah. I love my Xbox, and even if I have a good computer, there's something about playing on a console that I guess you won't understand because you were a PC gamer and I was a console gamer.
I'm calling you out right now.
I've only recently became a PC gamer.
Nah, you've always liked PC games. I went over to your house.
You like PC games too, motherfucker.
I do. I would go over to your house and play your Xbox, and you'd be playing your computer.
Well, yeah, because I can't play my Xbox if you're playing it.
We can play it together.
You took my Xbox, you dick.
You're a piece of shit. You know
you
that.
You came over, you're like, move over, chump.
Not even how it went.
You create your own
demons
here.
Throw my games around because you didn't care because they weren't yours. You just eject them, throw them across the room.
It's not even true. None of that is true.
Then your big ass hands would like break my controller and be like, where's your Dukes at? And I'm like, I've got big hands. I'm sorry. I had the tiny ones.
Oh,
yeah,
I know.
Dukes.
I hated those.
You know the Dukes?
I hated those, man.
You like the Dukes.
I love the big ass control in my hand.
For your bratwurst.
My bratwurst. Oh, I made a huge mistake.
As Ryan burns his house down.
Yeah. A little Malta. I've been playing Dead Island.
On what?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that.
The Xbox. I can't get games on the computer. I don't know why I have to stress this every week and why you put me in this situation.
I have no problem with you playing on 360. It's just Dead Island. Like,
it's a very mediocre game. It's fun.
It's fun.
But it doesn't get exciting.
It's not like Left 4 Dead where I'm being assaulted.
No. It's
which I enjoy. Like, just being like, oh, I'll just like walk through this. Oh my god! Run!
Accidentally look at a car wrong and they all come hoarding at you.
My game lags and I run into the car and you're all like, what the fuck?
We gotta get back into it. People have been asking for it.
I want to do another one. I've been wanting.
I want to do that custom campaign that I was talking about.
We were supposed to do something Monday.
I texted Dwight.
My sleep schedule got really fucked up last Friday because of the Beastcraft opening. So I was up all night with the Australians streaming with them. And so that was Friday. And then from there, I just got around to like fixing it on Monday. And it was like I was already asleep by like 8 p.m. So,
Ryan, you look like you have something to say.
I don't know if he's like trying to like
he's
pick
like,
his
he's
ear.
He's just like
something in my ear.
All right, Dwight, listen here, buddy. That's exactly what I told Sarah that happened.
What, that you have something in your ear?
No, that you, when you ruined your sleep schedule by hanging out, I was like, I guarantee you he stayed up too late with those stupid Australians. I'm just kidding.
I love it, and I hate it at the same time, because those guys are awesome, but then
yeah,
I get no work done in the
I never get to play with them, because I'm like, no, fuck that, guys, I gotta go to work in the morning. I only get to play with Rai, because he, I don't know, that one, like, what, during Christmas, he had, like, nothing to do for, like, 3 weeks. No, oh, yeah, I'll play some Halo.
Is that your mate?
Ah, mate, I'll play some Halo from my kangaroo. Really makes it feel like you're in a warthog.
I don't understand what you're doing right now.
Who knows? I'm going to get a bunch of hate tweets or emails. Who knows? Tweet mails. Damn it, Tyler. Shut up. Which Team Mongoose member has the prettiest eyes?
Surely it's Ryan's.
Mine are just poop brown. Probably Tyler. Aren't yours like blue?
No, sometimes. But no.
I feel like it.
Whatever. Who cares? I don't know.
Yeah, who cares?
I don't know.
There's your answer. Who cares? Next.
We ask for questions and just be like, who cares?
Who cares, Dave?
Okay, all right. This is a good question from some guy who has Superman as his picture, but who cares?
Right? Who cares?
How excited are you guys for the Man of Steel? Do previous movies? I feel like we should be a "the" there. Do previous movies make you feel pessimistic about it? Hashtag Team Omnibus Pocket.
I assume by his Superman avatar, he's probably pretty stoked.
Pro Superman. That's a very astute observation. I hold my glasses to you to prove it.
I think that this one's going to be good.
I agree.
As long as they don't retell his origin story again.
I think they're going to.
Do you think they're going to?
It's got Russell Crowe.
Yeah, he's Jor-El.
What? No, he's not.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
No, he's Russell Crowe.
Yeah. No. We just said he's Russell Crowe. What's wrong, Ryan?
Unless they showed reality. Unless they showed a lot of his parts in the previews, they're gonna do some backstory with him being a main name in the movie.
Yeah,
I don't want to see another CGI shot of a bullet being stopped by his eyeball.
I don't think we're gonna see that. I think we're gonna see a lot of I saw one where he's coming out of fire and there's fire around him and it's not even bothering his lifestyle.
Weird. It's almost like he's invincible to everything.
Go figure.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Superman is the biggest cop out of a superhero, by the way.
That's how I feel about it.
He has everything that he needs for everything.
He has everything.
But he still fucks up everywhere. And the only thing that can stop him is Krypton? Is that what it's called?
Kryptonite.
Krypton may be the planet that Kryptonite comes from. I don't know.
That's exactly right.
But he has X-ray vision, laser eyes. He could fly faster than a speeding bullet. You know that's relative because what bullet? How many
maybe,
grams
maybe
of gunpowder in it?
Maybe it's dumb bullet.
You know,
it's a subsonic.
Maybe it's a BB gun. I don't know. He
could
jump
very fast at all.
He could jump over a building, but he can fly. So
okay,
if you
you're
just
going
jump
into the
and
old
fly,
school. Before they made it official that he could fly kind of shit, you're going out of scene here. It was just a little catchy thing.
These are from an outside perspective from someone who doesn't read the comics or anything like that, that just goes from the lore of Superman.
And he doesn't want to hear the backstory.
No, the backstory,
I'm tired
is one,
of backstory.
Backstory is one thing, Ryan. Origin story is another. I don't want to see him fucking as a baby. His parents... Get here!
It's gonna happen, but it's gonna be a very small part of it.
If it's under 5 minutes, the beginning, just him flying and boop,
I'd guess it's gonna be 20 to 30 minutes of him backstory.
That's a quarter of the movie.
No, but it's not a quarter of the movie.
I'm out. It's too much.
Terry, every fucking Superman movie starts with the origin. It's
done.
I don't know what you want me to tell you. I don't care about Superman.
I know. So, it's not one of my favorite superheroes either, because he is kind of a
podcast. Even if you hate something or you don't care about it, you got to bitch about you know what you're talking about.
Look, I went and saw the last one when it premiered, midnight release or 10:15, whenever the fuck they make up these things. Star Trek appeared on a Wednesday? What the fuck's wrong with this world? The fuck is wrong with this world? Anyway.
That's weird.
I went and saw it, though, by the way. I told you, Ryan.
Yes, you did. However,
I liked it.
We'll come back.
The new one?
Yeah. Yes.
It's out?
Yes, it came out on Wednesday.
That's what he's complaining about.
Ryan, I thought you were talking about the last one. Because I didn't think the new one was out yet.
They decided to premiere it on a Wednesday night.
It was 12:01 on Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Yeah. Thursday morning.
Still a day early.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. What, next we're just going to put them out on Mondays? The whole day of movie releases is just going to change?
Right.
So then he's going to be like, you did it on Thursday. I'm going to one-up you even more.
It worked for Jaws. Why not any other movie? No one else is revolutionary.
Jaws came out on a Monday.
No. Jaws, it came out during the summer, and that used to be like a terrible time for movies to be released.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They're the ones that basically coined the term summer blockbuster.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Weird. Interesting if true.
Probably a lie.
Yeah. I'm excited about the Superman movie. It looks good.
It's also got Amy Adams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm excited about.
She looks old.
Something new from Superman.
Yeah, it'll be something new. It'll
that
be
doesn't
something,
look as campy as.
I'm guessing it's going to be a little darker than the last Superman movie.
It needs it. Why not?
Yeah, I agree.
A little bit of fresh perspective in there, you know.
I watched Batman Begins again the other day. Man, that is a good movie. That movie, it goes through the origins of it, but
that is like an origin movie.
It's not as played out as Superman is, because not every Batman movie starts with his origin.
Neither does every Superman movie. You're being kind of hasty.
I would say that the majority of Superman movies is his origin. Or has his origin involved somehow.
Are you talking about like the old Christopher Reeve?
Every Superman movie. The whole,
they just want to make sure you know his backstory.
but that's a good movie. I need to find out where I put my second one. The second one, rather. And watch that. Because I know where the third one is.
The Dark Knight Gets a Boner.
Yeah, I think it's Boner Time, and then the third one's Boner Time Express. Where he has to get a boner quicker.
No, really, what's the second one called? Dark Knight Rises? Or the last
one? Yeah, the boner one.
Yeah, and then what's the third one?
Return
the Dark Knight, right?
Well, yeah, just... No.
I'm confused.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah,
I don't even know.
Google it, Dwight!
Isn't Rises the... Rises is the third one, then?
Yes.
And the second one was...
Was it just the plain Dark Knight?
Yeah, it was Dark Knight.
That's right.
Yeah, because it was the Dark Knight Begins, then the Dark Knight.
It was Batman
then
Begins.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Then Dark Knight. Then Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, my bad. I'm looking at something in 2013 called The Dark Knight Begins. What the fuck is this?
That sounds like
probably
a
cartoon
fine
one.
Movie.
The Dark Knight Retires.
Oh, did you see that there's a new Riddick movie?
Yes, I told you about it 2 days ago. I asked if you were going to go see the new Riddick movie while we were playing Halo.
I'm pretty sure I didn't hear that.
You said no!
I told you my headset's faulty. I probably heard something completely different.
You just answered wildly on a whim.
Yes.
It's a podcast, right?
I don't know what you said, but no.
We got to keep it moving.
That was foolhardy. Anyway, go on. Go on.
Continue.
Who go on?
No, you go on. You want to talk about it? Talk about it.
I don't know. How many?
No. You are going to talk about it. I'm going to mute my mic. Piece of shit. Trying to get me to talk about his son.
Is it
supposed to be a discussion here.
Then get
is it a
talking.
Continuation?
No, what? I saw a preview for it today is why I brought it up. Ryan. Come back to me, Ryan.
He's not coming back. Yeah, I don't know anything about it, but I like Riddick movies, so...
I don't know. Looks to be on a planet similar to, or the same planet as Pitch Black.
Oh, well, we don't need to do that.
I don't know.
I don't need a
Was
Pitch
Was that the Black first movie. One?
Linker, yeah. It didn't happen. Linker, it didn't happen.
Probably let me find it.
I got it right here. Yeah. It's got Vin Diesel in it. What else do you guys need? Huh?
Nothing.
Alright, yeah, there we go. Done deal.
Yeah, alright.
Got a lot of other people in here. I have no idea who they are.
There's a lot of names here.
One next to Vin is some guy named Carl Urban. Carl Urban. Who was in the first Star Trek, Bourne Supremacy, Dredd. Was he Dredd?
He's the Doctor.
Oh, yeah, he played Dredd.
He's Dr. McCoy.
Oh, okay.
And he was in Chronicles of Riddick. He's the one who's the other guy who's going to assassinate the leader dude.
Huh.
God, spoilers.
Yeah.
The movie came out in 2000.
You want that at the very beginning of Riddick.
No, you don't. You're a liar.
The Chronicles of Riddick, not just Black.
He played the dude with the mullet. With the dreadlock mullet.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, damn, how do I save this picture? I can't show you the rest of this picture.
How do I save this picture?
Not save.
I'm keeping this one.
Copy the fucking URL, goddammit.
That's a nice-ass mullet. Well, shape my mullet after his.
There you go.
You trying to get a mullet? You need a little inspiration folder going on?
Well, you know...
Going in my mullet scrapbook.
I'm not going to go in dry, because that you could fuck a mullet up, you know?
Shut up.
Make us.
I'm just talking to you.
Ouch. Whatever. There is one that sparked this mullet conversation.
No, incorrect. It was you.
You weren't paying attention. You weren't there.
I was here all along.
Prove it.
Okay.
Yeah, prove it.
I saw Iron Man 3.
That was good.
Yeah,
I'm going on Saturday.
Let's spoil it.
I left that movie. Don't bother waiting until after the credits either. I mean, if that's your thing, by all means. But it's just they packed it full of extra credits.
Who cares?
So, whatever. I
like the after credit.
Yeah, me too. God, you're such a naysayer. You liked it. I mean, I always liked them.
No,
I mean,
it's good in some points. Like, the first one is the first time you saw Nick Fury. All right, that was good. Introduce something new. We didn't see him, you know. Hey, Samuel Jackson, he in there. All right, cool. But all the other ones, they haven't really shown you anything new. It's just them doing something.
Thor's hammer?
Yeah. Thor's, yeah.
Why not?
Stark having a meeting with the Hulk? Or no, with the general? What the hell do you want?
Something along the lines of Nick Fury again. I want something that hints something bigger coming.
Well, that was the end of the trilogy for Iron Man.
Yeah. What about the end of the Avengers?
And it's the first...
they mean shawarma?
It's the first Marvel movie since Avengers. So... Thor, Captain America, will probably have something for you.
Did you see that they're coming out with a TV show based off of...
Yeah, the S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how...
And it's got that one dude...
Who?
That died in The Avengers.
Coulson.
Oh, so it's like a prequel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. No.
Yeah. It's on like ABC Family or something like that.
Oh, it's just going to be all... It's going to be all teenage problems.
Pretty much.
Oh no.
I think I'm gay.
The Hulk's going crazy in Midtown and prom's tomorrow.
Who wears the purple shorts?
Hulk starts crying.
What is it like the kids Avengers? Adventure kids?
That's how I always feel about prequels, because you have to start that far back because you're doing
as a kid.
You do like 6 seasons, and you're like, this time frame makes no sense whatsoever.
Let's just start over from a new perspective.
But it's like, it's like Smallville. Have a bunch of random, like Smallville.
He got so old, it's like, all right, be Superman. Come on, do it.
All right, Superman.
Do it. Be Superman.
So wait. In Smallville, he was never Superman. He was just
Clark Kent.
He was almost Superman at the end.
Almost.
It could have ended and gone straight into Lois and Clark. Back in like the 90s.
I remember Lois and Clark.
It was an okay Superman show if you could get past the bullshit.
That's the thing. I already don't care about Superman, and then you want to throw bullshit at me.
I know. I liked Superman even less when I was a kid.
It's like Superman.
I liked him more as a kid, and I just got tired of it.
It's all about Batman.
I think that every kid likes the superhero stuff, you know? Of all sorts and kinds. You don't really have a prejudice towards any. You have favorites.
You're Ryan, and you got like 1,000 Batman toys.
I had so many Batman toys.
You know, everybody has their favorites.
I had my favorite Batman toys out of all my Batman toys.
As a kid, you don't really see anything as bad. You just see
Green
as
Batman.
Like, oh, okay. That was okay. And then you move on.
Sorry. I was just doing that on purpose. I'm sorry. I made a dick. I'm sorry.
I wasn't goodbye, paying attention to him. I started toning him out.
That's what I was doing to you. How weird. I'm sorry. Go on, Dwight.
Nah, that's it.
Oh.
Anyway, so like I was saying, Terry?
Yes.
Hi. Dwight?
Hi.
Dwight? Dwight? Don't be mad at me. Arts, man.
But you want to just talk and continue your green Batman story.
He was green and he had a gold Batman symbol and he had like just one big ass
dick. That you kind of always like played.
Walked right into that one.
But no, like the you know how he had like the three little
big old dicks, the three dicks,
three
big
gold
dicks.
What big spike?
Green Batman with three
big
gold spiked
dick. Dwight, you were even, okay?
You sit there with both hands and then your mouth.
Beethoven ate his feet off.
Three little gold dicks.
What?
Beethoven. Oh, your dog. That's right.
If they don't know the context, that sounds really random.
Beethoven.
I thought that was part of like a TV show I just completely missed.
No,
and then like Mozart was there.
No, Beethoven ate his feet off. Somehow he got him outside and chewed off both his feet. So I made it so he flew.
No, you're gonna be fine, Batman. You can fly now.
Look, I made you a jetpack out of popsicle sticks.
You can fly.
I think eventually I actually just popped off both his legs and he was like,
Batman, you gotta let him go.
Just like a badass. And he's just like,
ah! They ain't doing you any favors, Batman.
They're my legs, damn it.
This is slowing me down.
I can't just let him go. Batman, no.
And I had this one that had like a hole in his back, and you were supposed to like put like another thing, and it like he like glowed throughout his whole body. But what always happened to that Batman was that something went into his back, and he died. Something always like he was just like la da da.
He was the first Batman down.
Was always the first Batman down because he was missing a foot too.
Where are your feet going?
Beethoven loves
amputee Batman.
All of them had diabetes, and the feet were always the first to go.
When Beethoven was a puppy, man, he destroyed so many of them. I really was so mad at him when we first got him. I was like, what the hell? This dog's taking my toys. Scott's taking my toys. What kind of world is this?
Everybody take my goddamn feet.
First my Batmans, then my Legos.
Then I had, like, two Batmobiles. Oh, I had the Batman Forever house, and it, like, split into, like, three pieces, and each side had something different.
Batman house?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was Wayne Manor.
Wayne Manor.
It had the Batcave, and then on the backside, it was Mr. Freeze's lair.
Wait, Mr. Freeze
so
lived behind Batman?
I know, right? I always said
this
true.
Whole time?
It would, like,
no
close.
Wonder you can never find him. You're never at home.
It closed together, and the back was Mr. Freeze's place, and the front was the manor, and then on the inside was the house and the Batcave. And you drove the car through the garage, which is like a bookshelf. Or you could like walk the Superman through the bookshelf into the thing. But
yeah, I always liked shit like that.
Me too. I still have an overactive imagination.
Toys back in the day were so creative about how they were built and stuff.
Master Chief is running around somewhere. I know, right? Like G.I. Joe's, their elbows bent and shit.
You know what toy I fucking
hated? And they had a trigger finger?
Oh, yeah. They were the best, right, Dwight?
What?
Did you not hear me?
No, I heard you.
Were you talking about toys in the past?
I just can't relate with the G.I. Joe trigger finger thing.
Oh, okay, what do you
I didn't
what
have
what toy was the fucking worst?
What are you talking about?
The fucking Transformer toys.
Oh, because you could never.
I could never do it.
Okay, you'd be like, oh, so cool. Like,
oh yeah, okay, now it's time to go. All right.
You could always take them out and like into robot form, but you could never get them back.
And then if you could ever get one back into the car form, you're like, well, this is a car. Now on. This will always be a car, and I'll grab one of the other Transformers and be like,
sorry, Optimus Prime, but...
What?
I'm sorry, Optimus Prime, you're just going to have to be a semi-truck, and that leg is just going to have to stick out, because I can't fucking get it back in.
They're just driving around with fists out front. Like...
Optimus, I am 8 goddamn years old, all right? I should not be playing with this toy.
Still a choking hazard.
Just an 8-year-old Terry, like, in his room by himself. Fucking Optimus, I'm an 8-year-old fucking kid.
I can't put you back together.
I can't do this.
He's got a Rubik's Cube gun in the corner, but he can't put together.
I don't have an engineering degree. I just learned what 2 plus 2 was.
It's just 88 and up.
Knowing is half the battle.
Like, I don't know. That's the problem.
More like needs civil engineering degree and up.
At least 7 years of college experience.
Fucking.
Son, I'm going to need a doctor. You want this toy.
Recommended age. Who the fuck cares? You can't play with it.
I know. We had one at my last branch, and I was like trying to put it back together, and I just was like, nope, fuck it. Done. I walked away, and he's got like a door just straight up in the air that I could not figure out how to get back, and both the wheels are like outward, and I'm just like, yeah, fuck this toy. Some kid
is now a hovercraft.
And then some kid broke it trying to put it back together. Like,
oh no, the Decepticons, they broke you.
Kids don't think that way. They're like, shit, the toy's broken.
I want a new one.
That's why you always played with someone else's Transformers.
Yeah. Tyler, okay, thanks. You just drop it and walk away.
Tyler and I used to get in so many legitimate arguments about things when we've played with toys. Like that one time you got mad at me because I like stopped my Lego spaceship instantly. I was just like, and it came to a stop and his flew by. And he was like, things don't stop like that in space.
Without the lisp.
He was right.
Well, I know, and he went out and asked our parents.
Did you take him to space court?
No,
he took him to Lego court.
Our parents were like, both our sets of our parents were like, I don't know.
I don't care. Like, we don't care.
Yeah,
like, we're just going to stay here in the room and listen to disco.
Were you grow up in the 70s?
How old are you?
How old are you guys?
It's so true. I remember.
Like, until, I don't know when they stopped it. But
they don't stop. They still go out dancing every week.
Okay. They were, we'd always go over to hang out, and they would always just be playing, like, random disco music. Every time I hear that.
My mom would, like, called in to, like.
I always think of you, like, when I first met you, Ryan.
Oh,
man.
My God.
Thank God our parents weren't so uncool.
My parents were awesome. I heard, like, Guilty Feet today, and it reminded me of driving to the Bay Area when my mom was like, you know, Guilty Feet of God, no rhythm. Whatever.
Careless Whisper.
What?
Careless Whisper.
Sure, whatever. Yeah, I heard it in the grocery store while I was shopping for breakfast. And I was just like, man, I feel like I'm on the Altamont right now. Foggy morning driving into the bay.
That's just hilarious.
What's so funny?
Your face. Oh. Terry, let me get some love right here in the corner, yeah. Like bam. I'm like, oh wait, hold on, wait.
Yeah, other way.
You guys are.
Oh wait, we're both. I'm in the middle. Like you have to go this way. This way is like this.
I have a feeling it's different for us. There.
You know what? Just fist bump. Just fist bump.
Okay, hold on, I'm going too far. Not you. You.
Raw.
You. Hey, do I? Alex. Tyler got involved. Fist bump. Fuck you guys. So my boss is going ziplining over the weekend, and all I can think of is that episode of South Park where they go ziplining. And Cartman's just writing, I'm so fucking bored.
Ryan, don't we have questions?
I guess. Let me take a gander. An incognito tab. No one will ever know.
What does it matter?
I don't know. It won't even open, so. It's irrelevant.
They'll never know I was on Twitter.
Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
I got no rhythm. Which is weird because I played the drums.
That is weird.
You're weird.
I do have rhythm. I'm just kidding. Come on. Just kidding, come guys. On. Come on, computer. Come on. Come on.
Just kidding, guys. I have rhythm.
She's hurting, man.
Thank God.
Dwight, she's hurting.
What?
Are you gonna help me, Dwight?
Is what? Someone watching a skateboard video? Tyler, why are you laughing so much?
Because Katrina wants me to show you this.
Wait. We're doing a podcast right now.
The last question was quack.
Oh.
No.
Wait, I forgot to do hashtag Team Mongoose Podcast. Let me ask another question. If you could pick a video game to live in, which would you pick? No crossovers. I would be the Master Chief in Halo.
Wow. Didn't see that one coming.
I know. What a surprise.
Me too.
Yes. Terry, you live in RO?
No, God no. I just be sitting in front there all day,
right? Rotting away.
Speaking
rotting
of being Master Chief, Ryan.
Oh,
is that a diaper?
Ooh. Almost. Oh.
It's not a diaper.
Living the game, huh?
What do you say, Terry? What say you, Dwight?
I'm trying to think of a game that I'm not going to get killed in.
Maybe Skyrim. I might live in Skyrim.
Skyrim would be cool.
Can I jump games? Can I like be like the brain episode of Futurama?
No. Just go.
That's not a game, though.
No, I know. But go from like game to game instead of book to book.
No.
Sure.
No. Because then you could just be everybody.
I know. Can I be Ness, but only in Smash Brothers? Not the game, because the game is a good game, but incredibly dull.
And confusing.
And very confusing and easy to get lost until the bitter.
What's your favorite food? Pizza. You use pizza.
You guys just described a really bad game to me. It's a great game, but it's super confusing and it sucks and it's boring. But it's great.
But don't get me wrong.
It's great.
Once you get through the bullshit and you kind of know how the game works, it's actually pretty fun, but it's very frustrating.
Well, it's an old RPG, so I felt like it was supposed to be harder than it would ever meant to be.
Dude, I've been playing Zelda, the Cap.
Minish Cap?
Yeah.
Zelda the Cap.
I love that one.
You ever heard of that one?
I had it in high school, and then my Nintendo got stolen, my Advanced.
I've been using an emulator and playing it.
Yeah, you don't talk about that on the podcast.
Why not?
No, I'm just kidding. I have one on my phone. Dwight, let's
what if it didn't kill my battery?
No, I'm thinking. Of
it. Anyway, it's very hard to play on a touchscreen. And, God, I have to use a strategy guide often. I used to do Zelda in, like, days, man. Like, just a few days. Be like, done. Next.
I guess some aspects of the game, like the stupid kinstones, you need, like...
No, it's not even that. Like, how would I ever know that I could put out a fire with a thing of water? Like, that's never been a thing before.
Yeah, no. When did that start happening?
In the games, I mean. Like, when can I walk up?
Melt an ice with fire?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would make sense to me. That one's happened before. I'm just saying,
the little parts of the game that you don't have to use, but they're there.
No, you have to do. Like, there was a part where I had to get on a roof, and the only way to get on a roof was to douse the fire with water, but I would have never thought of that because I'd never done that before, and no one's ever taught.
Fireplace.
Yeah, in the fireplace. Like, how would I ever know to put out somebody walking into somebody's house, hey, like, your fire's going out, bitch.
Damn. About to save your house.
And then I climb up a chimney like fucking reverse Santa Claus.
As a little dude.
Yeah, it makes no sense. It's a good game. It's a good Zelda game.
Yeah, Earthbound definitely doesn't make sense. That's why it's funny.
Yeah. And the stupid hat. Earthbound. Oh, we're not talking about Earthbound anymore.
Terry just
anyway, to answer
it.
The question.
Oh, I thought we were talking about
I
Zelda again.
Spark by.
Yeah. I think I'd go with Pokemon.
Ooh, why did I think of there?
Yeah, do it.
Dang it.
Oh, so smart.
I think I won this question.
Yeah, that's pretty legit, because the people aren't ever in any danger. Like, oh, no, you tied me up.
The world's at stake, but
oh,
I'm not
Team Rocket. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, what if Team Rocket just walked up and punched Ash in the face?
I assume that we're talking about first gen, yeah.
I don't
first
care.
First gen Pokemon? Yeah.
First gen.
Does even go with fucking all of them?
Yeah, why not?
Just like, just the world? Yeah.
The world, yeah.
The universe, yeah.
All
yeah,
whatever
work,
billion
yeah.
Pokemon there are now.
I think that would probably be the most interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to change my answer. Good job, Terry. Fist bump, yeah?
Yep.
Boop. That was pretty in sync. It's like earlier would be when we were starting the podcast, Tyler and I started laughing because we were both playing Halo and we were on mounted turrets. And the thing was like, it was like all clear. And at the same time, we just like pop off the turrets and just start walking towards the door. So stupid. We were playing the other night. We were just like destroying. We beat four levels of legendary in like half an hour.
It was super efficiency.
I want to play it again.
Hmm?
I want to play it again. The four of us.
What?
Halo.
Halo, stupid.
Oh, man, that would. I gotta turn the Xbox on.
Then you got an update.
It's been years.
Like, it's like three updates since the game's come out.
Oh, Ryan.
Come on.
It's just I'm
Do you want him to play it or not?
It's too far away now.
Terry, you
want
to play?
Can you un-update yours and then we can...
Actually, turn my Xbox on. Finally beat Dead Space 3, so I'm free to play other games now.
All right. I tried out Tomb Raider.
Yeah, oh, yeah, what'd you think?
I liked it.
Did you like the multiplayer?
I didn't try it. I wouldn't play Halo with you. And then I went to work, and I took it to work and returned it to the Redbox.
Okay.
So I no longer have it. I only got to, like, a tenth of the game.
The game's, like, surprisingly long.
I'm not surprised.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, no, it doesn't surprise me.
It's alarmingly long.
I've played other Tomb Raiders. Even on the PlayStation, it was like, and... What was that? Did anybody play Xenogears? I think I've talked about it before.
Yep.
No.
You played it?
Yep.
Or I've talked about it before?
Both.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Yes.
Terry and I ventured into Gary's Mod for a couple hours yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was a lot of fun. It's a surprisingly amount of fun every single time you boot up that game. You think you'd be doing the same thing every time. It's pretty good. We streamed it, so we had an audience. We were asking them what they wanted us to build and do. And it started with us fixing up an old truck.
That was a damn fine truck.
That's a damn fine truck.
Even after it caught fire.
Even after it caught fire. The second time, too.
And the third.
Yeah, but then we put it in a lake, and it never caught on fire
never
again.
Never caught on fire again.
And then after that, we built a fort out of wood and nailed it together.
We built that thing with our bare hands.
We nailed it together. We didn't use a welder or anything like that. We used a nail gun, and we nailed all the pieces of wood together. And I don't know what's going on, but I just lose a ton of frames in that game. Like, I was playing at around... 120, 150 frames a second. We built that fort. Every time I looked at it, it dropped down to like 4. And I couldn't play.
It's trying to render all those nails.
I guess so. So we blew it up.
That happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, wooden houses just spontaneously combust.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can do about that.
Then we built a couple of spaceships. And,
yeah. Then we built the jellyfish.
Then we built the jellyfish, which is the most deadly thing I've ever made in Gary's Mod. And I got a lot of time in Gary's Mod. I've built cars with spinning blades and like lasers on them and stuff like that, but The jellyfish was so simple, but so effective.
Its design was simple, but brilliant.
Yeah. Which is, you can go and actually download the dupe of the jellyfish if you have Gary's mod. There's a built-in thing where you can look up people's duplications of their own builds. Just look up the jellyfish. You'll find it.
Yeah, jellyfish! 101, jellyfish!
Yeah, Ryan, why don't you tell us about the jellyfish?
Hey, man, it's XXX Jellyfish 101. I'm hosting the Boosted Lobby. Swallow anybody.
Gamertag Jellyfish. I kind of want that now. XX Sniper Jellyfish.
101.
Don't forget the 101.
Because he's going to learn you.
Here, I got it.
He's going to take you to school.
Why would a jellyfish take you to school?
Why'd they do it in Finding Nemo?
Why would a jellyfish be playing Xbox?
Because you got hella hands and shit.
He got a telecom on every button.
He can hold his controller and his Cheetos.
While you're thinking, while you're thinking about getting a beer, he's already got one.
He's already got six.
He's the most interesting jellyfish in the world.
He's also an alcoholic.
Severe.
A severe alcoholic.
We don't hang out with jellyfish anymore.
Not after he fell off that roof.
He just gets really out
he
of control.
He was fine, but like, why are you jumping off roofs for?
It's not like he's going to break any bones in his body, but I mean, be careful.
Yeah, no, when he lands, it's just like...
it landed pretty close to my loogie. I could barely tell him apart.
So, back on the Twitter front, Darth Planet 97, first off, happy birthday, hey. Darth Planet.
Oh, never mind, sorry.
You know? Yeah, guys, no?
Happy birthday, Darth Planet!
Happy birthday!
Yay.
Can I ask an insulting question?
Absolutely.
You may.
Who is that?
Someone who tweeted
asked a question.
And he ended his tweet with, also, it's my birthday today.
Where?
Happy
he
birth.
Tweeted it to you and he hashtag TM Podcast.
To you.
Right, hold on, let me go.
To
I,
you.
I must have missed
happy
this.
Happy birthday.
Birthday.
To you.
Do you want me to say the question, or are you determined to find it so you can...
No, it's a pretty status deal breaker.
he's good. He's got this.
All right, he's got it.
Potatoes, high school, growing up. Well, smell bad. Ryan moved. I don't see it. You're full of shit.
It's right here, man. I'm looking right at it.
Lies.
He says, will there be Team LPs of Worms and Battle Block Theater? Hashtag TM Podcast. Also, it's my birthday today.
Did he get me or you?
He tagged you.
Did
look, I am about to link you the actual tweet right
heresy.
Here.
Heresy!
Bam. Right there. At SniperGoo12.
Tyler, give me a big word.
A big word.
Look at Tyler favorited it.
I can see it.
Darth Planet, happy birthday. I'm sorry I didn't see your tweet.
Maybe you should tweet louder next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your voice heard.
Next time you tweet Ryan, tweet in all caps.
I still don't see it on my connected feed.
Well, you see the link, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it now.
Okay.
Isn't Battle Block Theater 2-player?
I think it's 4.
Oh, there
didn't,
it is.
Did Achievement Hunter guys do a video of it?
I don't know.
I think they did.
Like, I'm subscribed to them, but I don't watch any of them.
You should. It's good stuff.
Yeah, and I always mean to, but it's like, yeah, I'll watch it later.
Yeah. Right. Me too.
Anyways, Worms is definitely going to happen.
I love Worms.
Someone was gracious enough to donate Terry.
Find his name right now.
I think Alex. I don't know if Alex has accepted it or if he got his or not yet. And
I don't think Alex has been home in days.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit, well, how much is it? I want to play.
$15.
$50?
15!
Secret Lars was his name.
Secret Lars?
Which worms yes. are we talking about?
The newest one, Revolution, I think.
How many people can play?
I think it's six. Yeah, Worms Revolution.
Enough.
Yeah.
I'll buy it when I get back from California.
But yeah, no, that's definitely going to happen. We for the limited time that I was able to play with these guys for the last one, I really enjoyed it.
That game is fun as shit.
And,
and it will turn us against each other very quickly.
I haven't played at Worms in years. Years!
The only thing that I'm worried about, and I told Secret Lars this too, that the last one, Reloaded, I couldn't connect to anybody online because of my router. The only way I was able to connect to people is if I went just direct connected to the internet, and that's dangerous, obviously. But I guess it's just because the Reloaded, their multiplayer was just shit. Like, the servers were awful. You couldn't connect to anybody. It just, the whole thing was just a mess. And my problem was not a unique one. In fact, it was being, like, screamed about on the forums when I was researching how to fix it. So,
so, like, five people?
No.
Sick, Brian.
I'm just talking to the internet, you know.
It's screamed about.
This new one. Terry, do you have it installed?
No, I didn't uninstall it when I installed the new one.
Oh, that's what I mean, the new one.
I have the new one installed now, yeah.
We should try to play after the podcast, just to see if I can connect to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
What, Ryan?
No, I don't get paid for 2 hours.
I'm going to go play Halo. I don't get paid for a week.
I don't get paid.
Damn, he got you guys.
It's like, get up, get on my level. Stop getting paid.
Yeah.
You want to be cool, don't you?
Battle Block Theater, though? I have no idea. Probably.
Yeah,
not.
Probably.
I'd lean on probably not.
Happy birthday.
I don't even know what Battle Block Theater is.
I think it's an
Google
Xbox Live arcade game. Because I don't think it's on Steam.
Yeah, it's Xbox.
Yeah.
Because it's by the Behemoth. Or Behemoth, whatever.
I was telling Ryan about a game I kind of picked up on Steam. Let me find it real quick. Star Conflict. Have you guys heard of it?
I've heard the name.
I've heard of it just now.
All right. It's actually still in beta, but I thought it was pretty
cool. Oh, look at this guy getting down on betas now.
I found it on
complete. Well, la-di-da!
I'm the beta king. Wait.
Free to play. I like the sound of that.
That's how I found it. I was looking at free to play games, and it's basically you customize your ship, and you go out and you just have matches, and you conquer territories with whichever team you're on. And there's different ways of playing. There's like capture three beacons, or you all have to fight over one beacon, or it's just a good old fashioned headhunter.
Steve's refusing to connect to the internet, so I'm not even gonna try.
I played this before. I think I played this, but it was a Russian game way back. Yeah, English and Russian. Those are the only two languages on here. I played way back in the day when English, the translation for English wasn't like all the way there just yet. Uh-huh. So when I was playing, it was just with a ton of Russian people. I had no idea what the hell was going on. It was a neat idea, but then I got bored of it pretty quick. I don't know if that was because there wasn't a whole lot of English-speaking people or the game wasn't fully English yet.
From the updates I've read about it, it's more recent that they've added some of these game types, like Beacon Hunt or things like that. I don't know which one's new, but they have...
Bacon Hunt?
Yeah. Beacon. Actually, ironically, in the game, it's like in the chat is nonstop bacon. I don't know. I love bacon, but I don't understand why everyone has to talk about bacon constantly.
Because beacon sounds like bacon.
Yes.
Oh, I get it.
I can get where that came from, but it's like they're just saying bacon. Everyone's like, what's with the bacon? They're like, bacon's delicious. Don't doubt the bacon.
Maybe they get extra points for saying it, and you're losing
every
game because you're not joining
just take it. So even when I win, I lose.
Yeah. You've already lost.
You lost before you even entered the room.
What are you doing? Ryan said topic to shut up Tyler.
Oh, man.
Well, that's the topic.
And put 10 seconds on the clock, Terry, and go! No, I'm just kidding. We should find a random topic selector and just do that. Like ESPN. Shit. They do like a quick segment for like 10 seconds. They talk about something. It's like, and then they're done. And then the next topic comes up. I think it's 30 seconds.
Okay, I just Googled random topic generator.
All right.
And I think I have a thing here. It says blog topic generator, and you choose from a couple of categories.
Somebody get out a timer. Awful. Somebody get out their phone and get out a timer. We'll do.
We should do
30 seconds on the clock. 45 seconds on the clock. What do you think, Terry? Give me go once, go twice, Terry.
Yes, two.
Space station technology.
Space stations are awesome. Let's go.
All right, we're done.
Oh, wait, you want to do this?
This isn't as cool as I thought it was.
Never mind. Forget
Let's
it.
Let's do religion, huh?
I'll
Prized
win.
Prized ancient religious manuscripts.
Jews.
All right, we're done.
All right.
This is as easy as I thought it was going to be.
Good call.
Okay, random questions. Conversation topic generator. Would you rather be homeless for a year or be in jail for a year?
I'd rather kill myself than be homeless.
Nope, got to choose...
I'll choose jail. That's what I'm saying.
Jail.
I'll be homeless.
You all know my history with homeless people, so.
Do we?
Yes, I'm not talking about it on the podcast, so.
You never know. Maybe you'll be homeless and then you'll get thrown in jail.
I'll kill some homeless people.
You could be both.
Call me Sanka.
I wish you want to be both.
You'd be the bum in jail.
I would never.
He doesn't have a cell.
I'm almost in jail, like sleep outside the cell. Like sneak into people's cells to pee.
Hey, what are you doing?
I brought you shower, man.
Your cell spotting.
Hey, man, come on. Let me get you soap. I just need a little bit of soap.
Just need a little soap to get me back.
So all of us are for jail except for Tyler, who thinks he should be homeless. Or would rather
Tyler's been homeless. He came from the streets, so he's good with it. Yeah, just let that rumor set for a while, Tyler.
Okay.
Next question.
What was your least favorite subject in school?
Math.
I was good at math. History was my worst.
I
kind of hated chemistry.
Oh, yeah. Physics.
Chemistry. It's like... That's math and a bunch of random bullshit.
Who?
Mrs. Hilwa?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
And Mr. Rice, he hated my gut.
She wore like the same Lady in the Tramp sweater, this like weird purple faded color.
That is weird.
I want one.
next question.
Okay, all right.
I got something. Not a question, but what's up with Nintendo?
Being little bitches about E3 or what?
I haven't heard anything officially about them. I just know everybody's complaining about them.
Dude, they said they're not doing
No, it has nothing to do with E3. It's something that came out recently.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So Nintendo has now partnered with YouTube, and they're basically going around claiming anyone's videos from games of their property, so like Mario videos and other shit like that. They're claiming them so that they get all the ad revenue from them. And if, you know, if that person that put the video up is partnered with, like, Machinima or something, they don't get anything. Nintendo's basically calling dibs on all their shit on YouTube.
Wait. So that kind of puts a damper on what we literally just recorded.
Yes. Kind of.
Like, I don't even want to put it out now because of that.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Yeah.
Although I know it'd be a great, like, thing for everybody to enjoy, but now I just don't want to put it out purely because...
Yeah, there's that, possible. And it's also, like, even if you, like, didn't care about that and put it out anyway...
Why is he pacing?
It's a content claim. It's a content claim on your account. So that's like a mark on your account from Nintendo, and that's bad. You don't want content claims on your videos.
So wait, that... We gotta stop playing Conkers then.
Is that
No. Is it only officially like not third party Nintendo, but rather first party Nintendo?
Yeah, if it was on like a Nintendo system, that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, Nintendo has claim to it. I don't think Nintendo owns Rare, right?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, so that would be clear. But basically, they're going around on like all Nintendo properties, and doing content claims on them. So any revenue, you know, generated from ads on those videos, it all goes to Nintendo. So basically, fuck you to any like Let's Player that does specifically Nintendo games.
And... No, Microsoft owns Rare.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, well, Microsoft owns Rare. So, okay.
So Nintendo couldn't touch that, but yeah.
Yeah, no, because Notch actually tweeted about that. Notch tweeted about the same thing, and I didn't understand what he meant by it, but apparently YouTube offered Notch like to be able to take a portion.
Yeah, they gave him the same deal,
yeah.
And they said no.
He said no, yeah. There's no way that he would do that. That's just... He's way too cool for that.
Apparently they were thinking about it. Like,
well, yeah, no, it's tempting, obviously, but you know, you're not gonna go with it.
He said that they almost did it, and he's sure that if they did do it, they would go back on it.
Good,
because it's kind of a fucked up situation.
It is.
It's free advertising, and you're gonna come in and be like, nope, dibs.
Well, I mean, the whole reason Minecraft is what it is because of YouTube and all this. Mm-hmm. And he's even admitted to that numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
So
Nintendo's just basically swooping in like, we need money.
Right, yeah.
They're pretty desperate right now.
Yeah, it is a very insecure and desperate move on their part. So
I feel terrible for anybody whose channel was based around a first-party Nintendo game.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah,
there's a lot.
Thanks for coming at Tyler and I like that.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah,
you guys aren't partnered, so it wouldn't even.
I know.
Affect
I'm just kidding. I'm playing Mario, and he's playing Zelda.
Zelda's not first party Nintendo, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
of course it is. Are you high?
Who did you think made Zelda?
Microsoft.
I don't ever.
It was probably Sega. Of all, you know,
it must have been Sega. I did see a lot of Sonic in all of the Zelda games I've played.
You know, you didn't see a lot of Mario, like the wizards that look just like the ones from Mario?
No, those are Sonic.
Idiot.
Have you ever even played a Zelda game?
I just talked about one.
This guy giving me shit it, about I'm Nintendo making Zelda and never played a Sonic game.
But yeah, no, there's a lot of people that are just talking about, like, dropping Nintendo games on their channels.
Absolutely. Pokemon's that, not,
that's
right?
What I'm
Pokemon's...
saying. Like, I don't even want to...
Pokemon, I was thinking about Pokemon. I'm not entirely sure. I'm 90%
game
sure
Freak.
Nintendo... Yeah, but I'm 90% sure Nintendo owns Game Freak.
All set.
I don't... I would have to look that up.
Tyler, could you mute your microphone while you're eating, bro?
You fat second.
You're fucking loud as shit.
I don't know how loud this mic is. The other one was far better. So
you shouldn't be eating into a microphone, period, man.
It's not into the microphone.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about them.
Yeah, it's not as clear as Rare was.
I think they might be private. Yes. I think they're just a developer.
Yeah, they make stuff exclusively for
Nintendo. Yeah, they're exclusively for Nintendo, but yeah, they're just a developer.
So it's Nintendo's?
No.
No.
You can be independent and just exclusively make stuff for...
Yeah, like they must have a good deal with Nintendo, but...
That worked out great. That worked out great for Bungie.
Yeah.
I mean, it did. They made a fuck ton of money, I'm sure.
What I'm saying.
Whoa, yeah, Terry, right, sitting down again. That was quick. It was
says
like...
under type private. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Game Freak's a private company, but still, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Then yeah, YouTube also rolled out their paper channels, I guess, is what they're
called.
Did
they really?
Yeah. There's a couple of them out there. They're all really shitty.
Okay, so did they get into how that works exactly? Like, what does that mean?
Basically, it's like a subscription-based channel. Like, you can't watch any videos on this channel unless you
okay,
subscribe to that channel for.
That's what I didn't want it to be, because that's stupid.
It's not a global thing. It literally is just a couple of channels. It's not one of those things where the entirety of YouTube is going to be that way.
Yeah, it's only going to be for like the big channels, and that's if they decide to, you know, turn their channels into that.
I think anybody that respects themselves as a content creator on YouTube will not go that route.
I wouldn't subscribe.
Yeah,
I'll find it on somebody else's channel.
You're shutting off a huge audience just by saying that, even if it's $1 a month.
Yeah.
Which some of them are like, $1 a month.
I feel like that's something, if it's going to be like that, that's going to be for more like big established.
Where are you echoing?
I don't know. Someone
they're going through Tyler's headset.
What?
Yeah.
It's always you.
I think
weird,
it's because
I had it muted and then I just unmuted it.
Yeah, weird.
No, I think the few channels I did see, Terry, none of them were big. They were all like really just crappy looking, just terrible looking channels.
See, I would think that'd be for like a big production.
Yeah.
People like fucking HBO on YouTube or something like HBO and like here's our TV shows if you do the subscription thing.
I think the best way for that aspect of YouTube to be approached is to do something like how Halo did Forward Unto Dawn. If they had a dedicated channel for exclusive content for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
it has to
$5
be, it has,
a
it has
month
to be for big productions.
Right. $5 a month and then you get like exclusive content, you know, from, you know, some a brand, you know, such as Halo or some other game that comes out or something like that. That would be fine. That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because renting has always been a part of YouTube since almost day one.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been videos you can rent on YouTube. And that's obviously didn't take off, but it's still an option.
Yeah, nobody does it, but
it's still an option.
It's there.
But yeah, I'm not totally against it, but you know,
I don't like it in the way that they've implemented it.
Yeah. I want YouTube to start taking better approaches to their site. I just feel like every step that they take is either something that's just not needed or it's just making things harder to see.
I wish they would listen more.
Right?
They've gotten too big. They don't have to listen anymore.
They're sent for the money.
Provo's getting Google fiber.
Fiber.
Yeah, I was trying to read about that.
Fibre.
My brother's sad because he's moving to West Jordan. Why is it echoing?
I don't know. Gosh dang it.
Turn your volume down on your headset.
How was that?
Probably better.
Probably, I don't know.
I can still hear me.
You can still hear you. That's interesting because my
check
thing is
Skype
not
settings.
Supposed to automatically change.
Interesting if true. Terry, why are you looking at me like that, brother?
Still echoing?
I'm just thinking.
Okay, alright. Shall we stop doing that? How about another random question?
Alright,
Shoot. Fire.
If you could only eat... You okay, Ryan?
If you could choke to death...
Go on, if I could eat...
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would
steak.
It be?
That's a tough one.
Are we talking about, like, without consequence? Because if you ate only one thing for the rest of your life...
You would die.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
die.
There would be digestive
problems.
It would
be a short life.
I would assume that it would be without consequence, yes, because it's obviously impossible to live on one thing.
I don't know. I can't think of any one food that I would enjoy forever.
Now, if I say pizza, does that mean I can have any type of pizza?
That's true. That's really broad. That's what I was about to ask. Can I season my meat anyway?
You can season your meat all day, Ryan.
Thank you. I'll season my meat really hard.
Thanks. I would go with sandwiches.
You want a sandwich?
Yeah, sandwiches.
Sandwiches?
Because
you want a Coke?
They're so broad. I mean, I think if anything, it's more broad than pizza.
Yeah.
You can't eat a cold pizza.
Yes, you can. People do it every day.
No, without cooking it, is what I mean.
Yeah, you can.
You can. You wouldn't enjoy it.
I have enjoyed many a cold.
I guess.
Uncooked?
Did you not eat the Lunchables?
Oh.
That was not pizza.
No, I did eat some pizzas uncooked.
He was hungry.
He's got that nice dough.
He was in the store and he wanted it now.
Sourdough dough.
Sourdough dough.
Yeah, but what up with that sourdough dough?
You can almost make any like food into a sandwich.
True, I could have a steak sandwich. I could have a steak sandwich.
You could have a pork sandwich.
A pulled pork sandwich. I could have
pulled pork sandwiches.
A steak sandwich.
You could have all of those.
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What other kind of sandwich could I have?
One of them tuna sandwiches.
I think we're going with sandwich.
No, I'm sticking with steak. You're wrong.
I'm okay with sandwich.
Yeah.
Grilled cheese sandwiches.
That's true. Maybe I'll switch to sandwiches.
You have had grilled cheese.
Like one of the most simplest sandwiches. Okay, yeah, nobody else switch. I can still have steak sandwiches, all right?
Yeah, dude, there's a place by my work. New York steak sandwiches. And I was like, oh, she's going to be cut steak. No, dude, it is just a New York steak on top of a bread with cheese. Like, that's it. And I'm like, nom.
Had extra cheese.
All right, next question.
Would you rather lose an arm or a leg?
Leg.
Leg.
Yeah, I was going to say leg too.
I need these. I like having these. Yeah.
These are my money makers.
The thing that you think, I mean, a leg you could just replace with a prosthetic one.
Yeah,
you
get a prosthetic leg. Those things are badass looking.
They are. You put a spoiler on that thing. Story.
Yeah, all right, next one.
That was easy.
Some of these are really dumb. So I'm just like, what drink do you usually order with your food?
Balls, if I can do it, but usually water. A water. I drink too much water.
Dr. Pepper.
I have like a gallon of water a day. Yeah, dude, I go through like four of these.
Dude, I drink four of these. These things, it's three, what is it?
Three of something.
It's three quarts.
Three quarts.
Okay. If you were stuck on a desert island, what would you want to have with you? That seems a little broad-ended because you could just say everything.
Satellite phone.
An axe.
No, just say everything. They didn't limit it.
No. An axe and some matches.
If you can have one thing.
No.
Satellite phone. Ryan with me.
Oh, okay. If you can have one thing.
An axe.
Satellite phone.
Oh, we're trying to get off the island? I thought we were like
I'm trying to get off the island. You could stay on the island if you want to stay on the island.
Terry, the first part of the question is if you were stuck on a desert island.
Well, he would get a satellite
phone. I'm stuck there, so I get a satellite phone, call for help, and I'm out.
No, then you're not stuck.
Exactly.
So you just ruined the first part of the question. You're stuck there. You can't get off. You're stuck.
At the beginning of this scenario, I am stuck there.
And then I met a genie.
And I have a phone.
A satellite phone.
And then I'm not stuck.
Your phone has no battery.
You would never be stuck if you had a satellite phone.
No. Yeah, there you go.
I would be stuck.
Terry, can I interject? Terry?
Yes. Yes, right.
So Terry's desert island. He's like, ah, shit, man, I ain't got nothing. I'm butt naked. Rolls up to this dude on the beach and he got a satellite phone, so he stabs him in the hole, takes it, and calls for a pickup.
So I'm on the beach here, you know, the satellite phone.
Why the fuck would you ask for a satellite phone when you could just say, I want a boat?
I don't know how to drive a boat.
Have you ever played
a boat is a steering wheel and a lever that you push forward.
I am not licensed for boat driving.
I may have taught you how to drive a car.
You're not licensed for satellite phones.
How to drive a boat. Can I teach you how to drive a boat? Because you don't know what you're doing. You're going to get us all killed.
Mm-hmm.
Grandpapa taught me how to drive a boat.
Who are you talking to?
You, sir!
I know how to drive a boat!
You just say, in the ocean? You know how to drive a boat in the ocean?
In the ocean.
Why would I be in the ocean?
You see a storm, you go straight to it.
You know how to drive
on
a lake.
That's the safest place to be.
How to drive on the lake. That's like knowing how to drive on the highway and knowing how to drive on the street. Two different things. Or knowing how to drive a stick shift and knowing how to drive an automatic.
I don't know how to drive an automatic.
What two?
Driving a stick on an automatic versus driving in the ocean in a pond or a lake.
Yes, they do.
How?
Okay. You don't get 20-foot waves in a lake.
Are you acting like I'm going to just go like fucking, I don't know, whatever knots, 1,000 billion knots straight into a 20-foot wave? I'm going to go one knot and I'm going to be like, all right, I'm taking my time. I'll be in the ocean, whatever. I don't got no trees to worry about.
I'm just saying.
Ain't no trees in the
ocean. I'm just saying. Trying to drive yourself from a deserted island on a boat is not the choice you want to make.
Listen, I'm going to leave on a calm day. No waves.
Which direction are you going?
Yeah, which way are you going? You have a compass? No, because you just have a boat.
Going home.
He's got a compass.
Fuck you, Ryan. I'm leaving on a calm day, and I'm going home.
Terry, when the zombies attack, I'm coming for you.
Okay.
We're leaving Dwight behind.
Good luck finding your boat.
I don't need you, Joyride, and I
crashed it on a desert island.
Look, I know how to use a bow and arrow, and I can throw a mean tomahawk. I'll be okay. Tyler knows how to survive in the wilderness. I'm going for him, too.
Took some of that wilderness survival.
Me too. We're going cold, guys. That's my theory. I think any, out of all the zombie things that are true, I'm going cold. Cold, but at least slower, and nonetheless.
Yeah.
We've talked about that.
I'm just saying.
He's just reiterating.
And if anybody gets bit, just tell us so we can try to deal with it or kill you.
Yeah, don't do this bullshit where you just like,
I'm okay.
I'm fine. No, I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine.
It's like, I'm fine. I'm not having any of that. It's going to be daily bite checks.
All right. Naked.
All right, everyone, get naked. Let's do this.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I agree with trying, if somebody gets bit in the arm, to take the arm before we try to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tie him down and shit. Take the risk.
I was about to say something that would have spoiled a game.
Ryan, if I get bit in the arm, you can take my arm immediately.
Taking it.
He's not going to give you a choice.
Yeah, it's either I take
that,
it.
I mean, it's good that you're on board with it, but it was going to happen. Yeah. Whether you
Ryan would bite me in the arm and then take my arm.
I would have Greg hold you down, because if he's made it this far, I mean, I'm not sure how far he'd make it, but he's definitely going to be my meat shield. He would be holding you down, and I would take the arm. So I know you're wily, but I don't think you get away from Greg.
I don't think I could either.
I'm sure he could hold you down with the palm of his hand.
He's got to catch me.
Are you a leprechaun now?
Yeah. All right, no more stopping.
You'll never catch me, affected arm.
Oh, yes. He keeps a leprechaun in there. After me, Lucky Charms. Oh, man, I thought both my dogs were in here, and then something came through the doggy door, and I was about to freak out.
Okay. Another question. Would you want to know when you'll die?
No.
No.
No?
Mm-mm. No.
Why not?
No.
Do you want to read the book first?
What?
Not if I couldn't change it.
Yeah, okay.
Think about that.
Well, you never know, and then you can change it, then you know that you can change it, and then you'd be like, he dies of old age, and then you'd be like, good.
Yeah. Painfully.
All right, Terry, I'm in.
Foreknowledge, let's do this.
I am nailing these questions.
Next question.
Ding, 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 ding. We need bells.
Come on.
Buzzers.
Where's my cell phone telephone? Oh, it's all the way over there on the charger. Ain't nobody got time for that. Next question.
Would you rather be the best player on a horrible team or the worst player on a great team?
Well, I'd probably...
Well, you see, I gotta check it into savings.
Well, I think I would be hated either way.
Yeah.
Just maps and stuff.
Why would you be hated if you're the best player on a horrible team?
Oh, yeah. Way to go, man. You make us all look bad, you sick shit.
Makes them look good.
You would be hated by your teammates on that team.
Like, let me tell you something.
You would be hated by everybody on the other
team. Okay, that's assuming that your teammates are dickheads.
Let me tell you, of course.
Like, oh man, dude, seriously. I mean,
if they're the worst team, then it's probably a bunch of dickheads.
And if they're the best team,
you could be untalented but very friendly.
What kind of players do you have? Do you just have like self-centered, I want to be the star people?
Right, for instance, the other day I was playing Halo with Tyler's brother and one of Sean's friends and a random, and I got 31 kills in a game of SWAT, and we still lost. So I know how it feels to be the best on a very terrible team. And it's not fun.
I want to say I would rather be the worst on a good team because I still feel like I would still be getting paid more than every other team.
You'd get
paid a lot just more for being on a really good team.
You'd
and
get
then I
get
to fly under the radar.
Yeah.
I'll do bare minimum work.
No, you wouldn't get dropped. You're on the team. You said you're on the team. We're not worried about
getting
off
the team. I'm the worst one. That's relative. I can still be really good, but everyone else is really better than
like
me.
That is a good way of looking at it.
He's the worst one because his stats are bad, but that doesn't mean he's a bad player because he still outplays the other teams he's playing.
Mm-hmm. So you never score a goal.
That's another question.
All right, next question. Do I try to stump us again? Come on.
Well, I got a bunch of would you rathers here.
All right, I like would you rathers. I feel like I'm on an episode of Family Guy.
Would you rather be poor and work at a job you love or be rich and work at a job you hate?
The first one, because that's currently what I'm in.
you love your job.
I do like working at PetSmart. And I'm not exactly rich.
I would rather go with the first one. I hope you get there someday.
Money or joy?
I do really like money.
Money brings.
I mean, I could actually go with the second one too because I would come. I work at a miserable job every day, and I come home and I'm very happy with my life.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like when you get home, what you do on your off time is completely up to you.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm gonna go.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with money. I'm gonna go with money. I changed my mind.
So I'm covered on money, and then on my downtime, I get to do whatever the fuck I want.
And then with enough money, you could just buy the company and do whatever.
Yeah,
with
enough money, I can quit my job and then do what makes me happy.
Yeah.
All right, bam!
On it is.
Next question.
Would you rather take an ice cold shower and be clean, or not shower at all?
Ice cold shower, be clean.
Yeah, right.
Showered for 2 days.
You are disgusting. You are a disgusting person. I don't go any day without showering.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty consistent myself.
Do you see my hair?
For me, it depends on if I've done anything. Like, if I spend the day inside doing nothing, then I don't feel like I need to take a shower.
Nope. If I've spent my whole day inside at 8 o'clock at night, I'll be like, I need to take a shower right now. And then I'll take a shower, and then I'll wake up in the morning for work, and I'll take a shower.
Yeah, you always got to shower in the morning.
I just slept on my own dead skin, and I'm just going to go to work. My hair is all greasy and shit. All right, next question. Terry doesn't want to shower. Tyler doesn't want to shower.
I don't feel a need to. I honestly don't feel a need to shower.
Apparently, Dwight and I are the only ones with hygiene in this.
Would you rather lick someone else's armpit have someone else lick your armpit?
Well, that's a really.
Wow!
Come on, Terry, crush this one.
That one stumped me. I think I'm getting my armpit licked. Get in there.
I think I'm going to get my armpit licked because I can always get that off of me, and I don't think I can get the taste out of my mouth.
Yeah. And there's no restriction on who has to lick it.
Well, Ryan, how about after you shower?
Maybe you got a nice Brazilian model coming.
I'm not licking Tyler's. His are hairy.
I don't think any of us have chosen to lick someone else's armpit.
Yes.
Well, now, Terry, you were on the right road where you said we got a nice Brazilian model coming in.
That's what I'm saying. You want to get your armpit licked in this scenario.
All right, next question.
Would you rather eat a stick of butter or snort a tablespoon of salt?
Butter.
I already eat a stick of butter.
Butter.
With the butter, you'll just feel bad about yourself afterwards.
But at least it was delicious.
Delicious?
Butter's amazing in every form.
No, it's not. You have a very weird obsession with butter, and I know that
butter
you were
is delicious.
Choose.
Dude, I'm going to the movies on Saturday. I'd be like, hey, they're like, do you want popcorn? Do you want butter? As much butter as you can put on the popcorn. Put it like in the halfway.
Can I get one of your spoons?
Butter should be leaking out of the bottom of it.
Exactly.
I told you about the dude that I saw at, I don't know. I forgot what movie we fucking saw. But he had his popcorn and he had a separate cup.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I told you about that.
Immediately
I thought of Ryan.
That's too much. I only do that with steak and lobster.
You throw a little bit of popcorn in your mouth, you chug some butter, you know?
Listen, I'm going with snorting a tablespoon of salt.
It sounds so painful. So painful. That sounds so painful.
I'm going to look so cool doing it, though.
Look at it.
So painful. Just eat the butter and feel like you want to throw up.
You just feel bad about yourself. You're like, yeah. I just feel a stick of butter.
Such a bad ass.
Why did I do that?
Next one. Come on.
Would you rather have your flight delayed by 8 hours or lose your luggage?
I never want to have my flight delayed for 8 hours.
I would rather lose my luggage.
Would I get my luggage back at some point?
No, you lost it.
No, they give it back.
No, it's my luggage. Fuck you. You lost it. It's gone.
Am I on the way back or on the way there?
On the way there.
That's a good question.
On the way there, I'll lose my luggage.
See?
On the way back, no, because I'd probably have souvenirs and irreplaceable things.
See that? Okay, that depends entirely on what's in the luggage.
No. Here, let me flip it around. I'm gonna make you guys want to wait 8 hours. I drove to Stockton to fly to Vegas. If my flight was delayed 8 hours, I'd go back home. If I could play a couple of video games, come back, bam, flight.
Not like that. I got delayed in Long Island for 4 hours. Or not Long Island, Long Beach. We got there at 8, and our flight was supposed to leave at 10, and it didn't leave till 1. So what's that? 3 hours? It was miserable. Absolutely miserable.
Okay, so I will pick 8 hours if it's me going to a place and not coming back. But coming back, I feel like I would want my luggage.
To be lost.
To be lost? You're confusing me. You answered the same question.
I confused myself.
It's just you worded it wrong.
The answer is yes. Yeah. Next question.
Next question.
We'll go with 8 hours.
Okay, whatever, dude. Tell me who's looking at us.
Would you rather be homeless or live without family and friends?
Those sound pretty similar.
Yeah, they sound exactly the same. That's a true question.
I'd rather live without family and friends because I probably have lots of money. And if I'm going to be homeless and live without any of friends, I'm not going to go that route. So, next question.
I feel like if you're homeless, then it's because you don't have family friends already.
It's not like you're homeless and like you go to your parents like, hey, how are you guys doing? You know, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm parked over by it.
I'm down by the 7-Eleven now. I had to move.
It's this new park across town. Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
The softest benches ever.
I wake up to the birds chirping.
All right, next. That
Would
was a
you
stupid
rather
question.
Be 4'5" or 7'7"?
7'7".
Really tall people come with a lot of health issues.
I already have a lot of health issues. I'm fat.
That's one health issue.
If he got taller, he would look more slimming.
So you want to be a 7'7" fat ass?
No, I would be a fat ass. I'd be like, carry my weight good.
It would just...
I'd probably look kind of skinny. It's like another...
You may be right, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, probably 7 foot.
At least you'd always have a future in sports.
What, am I going to like try to be like, can you get that off the top shelf for me? Can you get that off the top shelf?
I'm trying to get those plates.
I have to ask everyone.
Yeah. Hey, does anybody have a step stool? I'm trying to, you know, get on the counter.
<Can't> Why? I don't know. Just want to be on the counter.
All right. Next bit.
Would you rather be rich and ugly or poor and good looking? I'm going poor and good looking.
Because then
I can be like, hey, can I stay at your place tonight?
Then you can wear,
buy you good looks.
See, I feel like we're at that level already. We can work our way up from there.
I know, right? Yeah, that's where I'm at.
I can get a better job.
get a job, turn your life around, and then you're a good looking rich person.
If I look terrible on paper, but every time I get an interview, I get a job offer.
Do you like send in a sketch of yourself?
I should like send.
You know what, Ryan? You're exactly right.
You just have that headshot attached to your resume. It's like, hey, how you doing? Like, damn, that's a good looking guy.
we should hire this guy, man.
Another question along the same vein: would you rather be ugly and marry a good looking person, or a good looking person and marry an ugly person?
There's kind of a stupid question.
These are all stupid questions.
Next question. I don't even want to play that one.
I won't even respond to that one.
I'm a married man.
Would you rather give out bad advice or receive bad advice?
I'd rather give out bad advice.
I think we already give out bad advice anyways.
I often tell people at my work, they're like, like, I don't know. And then I'm like, God, I'm so glad I didn't have to answer that question. Would never be able to explain it to them.
Listen, when you're making bacon, take your shirt off.
Just pop it off.
You don't want to mess up your shirt.
Yeah. The grease will pop on your shirt. You want that. All right, next question.
Would you rather never play or play but always lose?
I'd rather play but always lose.
I'd never
just
play.
Anything. Just anything. Anything that you would play.
I'm a winner.
I'd rather play and always lose because at least I get to play and have fun.
Yeah. The thing is, Ryan, if you're not playing, you can't win anything.
So I can't win anyway. I'm always going to lose.
You're going to be a winner.
There's no way to win.
But I waste my time being the worst.
You're not the worst. You just lose.
Every single time.
Yeah. It's my life right now. I'm good. I'm happy while I do it.
You've always been a loser.
He's got a big block
of cheese. Someone was upset about that for a second. You've always been a loser.
Ryan's just about to tear into that big block of cheese he slammed on his table.
Not a block of cheese, it's a thing of water.
Yeah, whatever.
Depends on the kind of cheese.
Tell the audience that, but I know what it's up.
Oh, you want Febreze him?
I'll Febreze him so hard. Febrezel.
Would you rather be really hairy or completely bald?
Really hairy.
Yeah?
Never want to be bald.
I'd go bald because then I can wear fancy wigs.
You can always shave.
Yeah, and I never have to shave.
But then you never
have to. Are we talking about like that one disease where you have no hair?
Oh yeah, like alopecia?
There's a disease on both ends.
He's an alpaca.
He's one of them alpacas.
The man can't even grow his own hair, Michael. So excited. Can we talk about that? Can we talk about that right now?
I've been rewatching it.
Oh my god! I haven't, but I want to, but I'm not going to. I don't think. I'm just going to go into it. I just rewatched it like 4 months ago. Terry, Dwight, did you guys watch the countdown one?
Nah, I'm not going to watch anything of it.
Oh, dude.
I'll wait for it.
I watched it without sound the first time while I was at work, and I saw like what was happening, and I just started laughing out loud because I knew exactly what had transpired in the beginning. He walks out of the Sunport or Sun Harbor in Phoenix or Sky Harbor in Phoenix Airport, and he's like, "Oh, it sure is nice to sure is hot out here." Well, I better get in the car, and he goes to go get into the taxi. And the guy, the taxi driver, is like, "No, touch the handle!" And he's like, "Ah, mother of God!" I suggest you watch it. It's pretty fucking hilarious. It's Sunday, guys. Next Sunday.
Sunday.
Saturday, 26th.
26th is Sunday.
Yep, I'll be.
When are you leaving?
The 26th.
So you're.
We leave at 6 p.m.
Okay, so you leave that Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said the 26th, to be fair. You didn't say
and
Sunday.
We just discovered that it was a Sunday. Terry had just said the 26th is Sunday. You said, when do you leave?
I
said that day,
Sunday.
The 26th. And you were like, oh, that's a Sunday. We're like, yeah, we know. We just talked about it.
No, you guys did. I didn't. I wasn't there.
We're here.
Prove it.
I don't think I have to.
I don't have to answer that question.
We'll let the podcast come out.
I plead the fifth.
I'm excited. I'm so excited. That one with Buster smoking the cigarette. It was too much. Too much. He goes like, mother. And then this, Terry, go watch it, please. All right, Terry, I'm gonna say code right now, okay? Some Game of Thrones code without trying to spoil anything.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
I don't like the sound of that at all. I don't want any code. All right, all right. I don't want anything, Ryan.
Take off your headphones.
Fuck you, because this is a podcast. Those people that are listening probably don't want to hear it either.
Can you try? Terry, that person who had big news randomly, you think they're going to die because of that news?
Yes.
Do you?
Absolutely. That is the first thing I thought, like, oh, no.
That person's dead.
Why would you say that? Don't you know where you are?
I hope we're talking.
Can't do
that. All right. Now I'm going to send you a chat here. Mm-hmm. In just a private chat to make sure we're on the same page, because I think we are. Where are you on my...
It's like, oh, you shouldn't have told him that.
Yeah, okay, all right, we are. All right.
Don't you know what show you're on?
All right.
Let's beckon him back.
You can give away anything. I think we did really good.
Yeah. What do you think? You guys going like this?
Knew exactly what you were talking about.
I've been dying to discuss that with somebody all week, dude. All week. I've been like asking random people at work if they watch Game of Thrones. Like,
Ryan, I'll catch up and I'll talk to you about it.
See you later, guys.
My first thought.
Good. I'm glad it wasn't only me.
I was just like,
What else? Doctor Who ends on Saturday.
Oh, does it?
For the time being, yeah.
Until the 23rd of November, which is the 50th anniversary episode.
Woo! My girlfriend's birthday.
Yes, it is.
I have to mention that legally.
Yeah, you're obligated. I remember when you didn't on Twitter.
Yeah, you gave me shit. She didn't.
I did. Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's not shit given.
Yes, she said, and my birthday, thanks, hun.
Yeah, see? Thanks. She said thanks.
Do I see trouble?
Then you gave me shit.
She said thanks sarcastically. If you can't figure that out already, you're doomed. Doomed!
I'm sorry. I've been the one doom, that's been with her for 2 years. I know. Doom.
What?
I'm the one that's been with her for 2 years.
What do you know? What do you know about anything?
Speaking of her, I am taking her out tomorrow for our 2-year anniversary. But actually, you know what? She's not going to hear this by the time that this comes out. So I'm going to be taking Terry. I'm taking her to Mickey Grove Park.
Oh yeah.
We really wanted to go to the zoo. So I figured, you know what? Whatever, we'll go to the zoo. I've already checked everything. Everything's going to be open and it's cheap. It's right down the road.
What else are you going to do?
It'll be fun. I got a picnic planned.
We'll
have sandwiches.
You can have a sandwich.
Some
Coke.
You went to Mr. Pickles and got a couple of sandwiches.
Well, awesome, man. Awesome. That's cool. Congratulations on the 2 years. It's dope.
It doesn't feel like 2 years.
Golf clap. It really doesn't.
No, it does not at all. That's why I was going to break up with her. Because I don't feel that it's been 2 years.
Nah, you're lying.
Whatever.
I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, you're lying.
It's too much pressure.
Can't deal with your bull crap.
So that was I was actually at church one time. And somebody asked this couple how long they'd been married. And the wife was like, 20. And the husband goes, yeah, but sometimes it just feels like 2. And she goes, oh, really? Yeah, life sentences. Ah!
She's like, damn.
I feel like that'd be a guy that just has his buddy with him at all times and go, damn! always.
That's how I am at work. My the other banker, Rick, he whenever one of us tells a joke, the other one is like support. Like, I feel like those two old men on the Muppets. Like, we have our own little like corner and everything.
Ryan, that was supposed to be you and me.
Yeah, you don't work with me.
I don't.
You work with dogs.
You work with dogs.
Speaking of which, dog in the background there.
What is
Penelope.
She
doing?
She's just like staring. Hey, like you work with dogs, and she just goes like,
"Baby, come here."
And stares.
I'm dog.
Come on.
I'm dog. Yes.
I am dog. Yes. Dog. I'm Swedish dog. Yes.
She doesn't want to be on camera.
We gotta end this podcast.
Oh, it's been a fun one though.
It's good stuff.
Why are you always trying to end shit?
All right, let's end it with a good another question. Find the best question.
All right. Give me a second.
Say best question on the internet.
Type it in, see what happens.
Why is my dick so small compared to my friend?
All right, here we go. I need you guys all to go to this.
Damn it, what?
Another 50. We're going to choose a question.
50, here we go.
And in the podcast...
Ah, come on.
Tyler, you may want to opt out of this if your wife is still in the room.
Tyler, you're doing it. Make your wife comfortable about your
time. She's asleep.
I'm going to need to purge my browser history after this.
Hold on, wait, I'm not ready yet. Let me open it in incognito tab.
Should we make it even more random by just getting a random number generator?
Yes.
Okay, and then whatever that number is, we'll check out that one. So we'll keep it simple.
Actually, 200. Sarah and I went out to lunch the other day during work, and I was telling her about the podcast where we did the 50-50.
Yeah.
And I was like, and so the other option, you know, was a cock ring. So what do you think the picture was? And she's like, a cock ring. And I was like, yep, cock ring.
All right. Random generator picked 61. So let's scroll down to number 61 on the 50-50.
It's like two pages away, asshole.
61. Bugs not safe for work, or shy girl shows off her perky tits on webcam, also not safe for work.
All right, ready?
Is everybody at it?
Yep.
Tyler?
Yep.
Are you opting out, or are you just...
No.
Okay.
Right. One.
Three.
Oh.
Two. One. Go.
Why do we do this?
I can't.
Oh my god.
Why do we always lose?
I hate this site.
Oh my god.
Podcast. And the fucking podcast.
We're done. I'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh my god.
I hate it here.
Take my shirt.